I'm Jeremy Ross with a CGIQ moment. The hip. Either side of the body below the waist and above the thigh, or a band that took Canada by storm. With over 15 years under their belt, the Tragically Hip keep climbing higher and higher. With their newest studio album, World Container, it looks like they are not ready to stop. Hip really got their engine started with Fully Completely, which was Hip's third album, and with singles such as Courage. And At the 100 Meridian. This album was to boost them to the forefront of Canadian rock. Let's take a pause right now and talk about the Hip's name. It all started out with a little band called the Monkees. Their lead singer Mike Naismith decided to make his own feature-length film called Elephant Parts. The film was a bunch of short videos which included 5 full-length songs. The film won the first Grammy for the music video category, and to say the least, it was hilarious. One of the shorts in the film was titled Foundations for the Tragically Hip, and the Hip decided this would be the name that would create the band. Now we know about the actual Hip, let's take a look at their rise to national stardom. It was 1987 at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, Ontario. The Hip was playing a usual energetic, crazy, infectious live performance. It just so happens that the MCA Records president was happening to get a drink at the very same time. The band was signed that night, and it was the start of Hip's ladder to the top. The Hip is still one of the most awe-inspiring bands to see live, known for their rants on stage where Gordon Downie goes off on tangents relating to the song he is singing. Two perfect examples of this are New Orleans is Sinking.
We just sort of made it one word. To kill a rail train.
And Highway Girl.
So we opted to kill ourselves, as I said, but we had one rifle.
Downey talks about a killer whale tank, and in Highway Girl, a double suicide that went wrong. The odd thing about the Hip is that in all their national stardom, there was no international stardom. In the States, the Hip has a small dedicated following, but is relatively unknown. When asked about this, Hip just shakes it off, saying it may be their promotional machinery, and they say it's good to spend some time at home. On to Hip's newest endeavors. The band's single In View from their newest album reached number 1 on the Canadian charts, and the album World Container, released in 2006, reached number 2. No news on any new Hip material, but my fingers are crossed. The Hip's past and present success seems to be letting them sit on the metaphorical ladder of success, waiting for any band to take them on. For CGIQ, this is Jay Ross and...
That's my story.